CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Febreze Fabric Spray.
I'm Peter King. Why does Nikki Haley stay in the presidential race after losing a primary in her own state? Correspondent Bradley Blackburn says the former South Carolina governor is hoping for a Donald Trump implosion.
Trump leads in the delegate count, and polls show he's the overwhelming pick for primary voters nationwide as he simultaneously faces multiple legal challenges. It's one reason Haley is holding on. Yesterday, she seized on comments Trump made in front of conservative black voters.
We've all seen the mugshot. You know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible.
That's the offensiveness that's going to happen every day between now and the general election, which is why I continue to say Donald Trump cannot win a general election.
Negotiations toward a possible ceasefire and Hamas hostage release are moving from Paris to Doha. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells CBS's Face the Nation he's somewhat hopeful.
I appreciate the effort, the combined effort of Israel, the United States, to bring back the remaining hostages. I can't tell you if we'll have it, but if Hamas goes down from its delusional claims and goes down, can bring them down to earth, then we'll have the progress that we all want.
Netanyahu says nothing will interfere with Israel's eradication of Hamas, and a ground invasion in Rafah will put Israel weeks away from what he calls total victory. Russian officials have turned over the remains of dissident Alexei Navalny to his mother. They had threatened to bury him at the prison where he died if his family held a public funeral. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke about Russia's President Putin on CNN's State of the Union.
The very idea that he had to lock this guy up, try to muzzle and silence him, and now he's trying to suppress and silence anyone who wants to come out and mourn him, that's a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength.
The war in Ukraine has entered its third year, and at the Vatican, Pope Francis has called for a diplomatic solution. Well, spring training games have started for Major League Baseball in Florida and Arizona, and while umpires rarely want the spotlight, this ump is the news.
Jen Powell was the first woman to umpire a Major League Baseball spring training game in 17 years.
This one chopped foul, and that one is called by the third base umpire, Jen Powell. Jen Powell, a female umpire, umpiring a Major League spring training game. Lumber, this is something that hasn't happened since 2007.
That courtesy of the MLB. She manned third base at the Grapefruit League opener between the Houston Astros and Washington Nationals. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
AT&T apologizes for Thursday's network outage and says it'll give wireless customers $5 credits. This is CBS News.
Does your carpet or couch need a refresh? Grab Febreze Fabric Spray to make sure it's always smelling fresh and clean. Also, try Febreze Fabric Spray on your clothes or bed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Farmers have been urged for years to adopt more climate-friendly and sustainable practices. New numbers suggest they're making progress. Mike Mohn reports.
This month, the USDA released the new Census of Agriculture, data that only comes around every 5 years. Mike Lavender with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says there's numbers detailing how much farmland is being used for climate-friendly practices. He notes there were some bright spots, but also room for opportunity.
Some of the data that we're seeing within the census reinforces for us that in so many ways it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Conservation data examples include an increase in the use of no-till practices, while the number of farmers using rotational grazing is down. Between 2017 and 2022, Wisconsin farmers boosted key conservation work, including the planting of cover crops. And while the data is new, Lavender cautions it doesn't capture how farmers are responding to new incentives from the federal government.
This is certainly pre-Inflation Reduction Act investment data. So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The IRA provided nearly $20 billion to bolster funding for popular conservation programs, and the USDA reported that applications exceeded the extra funding that was set aside. Ag researchers have noted while there's demand for these incentives, farmers have often faced barriers to being approved, with only 1 in 4 applicants being successful. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will turn mostly sunny with highs near the 50-degree mark, a northwest wind. Tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 30s. On Monday, sunny skies and breezy south winds, highs in the lower 60s, which would establish new record highs. It's 47 at our studios.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Cripes Cast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Folks, welcome to the long-awaited, heavily anticipated, by no one, the Behrens Brothers Cripes Cast comes with sound effects that I just made up. Andy Behrens, Charlie Behrens, Billy Behrens, and John Behrens. One day only. Kelly Maraca, EP of the Cripes Cast. How are we doing? You excited for this?
Good.
One?
This was a very fun episode to be a part of and like watch. And I think it was a really fun episode to record. And I'm just glad that we're like, it's been, a lot of people have commented about it, excited for it to come out. So I'm excited for people to finally hear it.
It's been a long time coming. Yeah. Took a moment to edit. We had a couple other hangups, technologically speaking, but it's all done and it's all here.
Yep.
And here we are. Before we get to the episode, I just want to say that we've got some shows coming up. We got Pennsylvania, Las Vegas, Wichita, Kansas City, Springfield, Evansville, Rochester, Manitowoc, Burnsville. Got them all. Cripescast.com/tour. What else? I don't think there is much else. This is a long episode, folks. So we're going to kind of just skip the intro for the most part and just let you hang out with the Brothers Behrens. Hope you enjoy. Hey, folks, how we doing? I am here for an episode of the Cripes Cast with my brothers. Joining me in the my living room tonight is Andy Behrens, oldest brother of the Behrens family.
Hello.
How you doing, Andy?
Good. You?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Okay. Andy is a teacher at Divine Savior Holy Angels High School.
I was just going to say a teacher at a local school.
Oh, okay. Colleen Maraca is here as the executive producer of the Cripes Cast, chiming in from the sidelines. Bill Doucette, sound engineer. We have a sound engineer today, so shout out to both of them. Thanks for being here, Bill.
It's good to be here. Thanks for the beer and pizza.
You're welcome, pal. Yeah, we take care of you, our sound engineers here. Speaking of Bills, I got a brother named Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Cool. Bill, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer in town.
Thank you for the specificity.
You're welcome.
And John, my other brother.
Howdy. Yeah. I'm your babyest brother, John Behrens.
I kind of wanted to see what your introduction was going to be for me on those notes.
I don't have it. These are not intro notes. I'm just making all these intros up.
Oh.
Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm grateful to be part of this family conversation.
Really? I don't think you are.
It's great.
Yeah, are you? Well, you came over, you borrowed a tool.
I did. I borrowed a bike tool because I have to repaint my daughter's bike. And so it's now my son's bike because of gender norms.
So what color is the bike currently?
Currently very pink.
Uh-huh.
And Oscar selected McDonald's colors for his new bike. It's going to be a nice red and orange stripe pattern.
Did he literally say McDonald's colors?
No, I let him pick from the Lego bucket what colors he was going to want. And then we went over to Ace and we match those up. And, you know, it was pretty much McDonald's red and McDonald's orange.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of paint do you use to paint a bike? Just spray paint, right?
Yeah, we're going to see how that goes.
Straight spray paint. Andy and I spray painted my car one time.
That's right.
Yep. Camo.
Yep, I remember.
Remember that? That was the Volkswagen Rabbit, early days of the Manitowoc Minute.
I do. It was a crowd effort.
Yeah, we had the whole crowd come over, spray paint that vehicle. That was good.
Now where is it?
It's in a junkyard somewhere. Uncle Joel dropped it off one day. Haven't seen it since. Someone sent me a picture of it, actually, from the junkyard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen it since, you did a really good job with the camouflage.
That's John Barron's coming in with the hot jokes. Johnny Hop 5 joins us today. John Barron's, what do you do for a living?
I work for Charlie Barron's of the Manitowoc Minute.
And?
My NDA can't specify further.
Got it. Got it.
No, I also do production for my own comedy shows around the Milwaukee area, and I am setting up shows all around Wisconsin, ranging from Lamira to Stevens Point to Mequon to several other of these cities of Wisconsin's provinces.
How much of that work do you do on the clock for me?
I'm not going to answer that.
So, guys, that's John's desk right there. And so I know, and he either works right there or Andy, right where you're sitting.
Yeah.
And I know when he's sitting over there, he's doing work for me. I know when he's sitting over here, he's doing work for himself.
You can't see his screen.
I can't see his screen.
There's kind of a groove worn in here. Yeah, I can tell he works here.
Yep.
Yeah.
John, is that true? You can be honest.
Well, legally speaking, I like to shirk off the work because it's fun.
Charlie, Dad might have a CD-ROM computer software that you can install called Disk Tracy.
Oh my God, I remember that. Wait, for the audience who is unaware of what Disk Tracy is, please inform.
Disk Tracy surveilled what you were doing on your computer. It's like Dick Tracy, the comic. Do you get the joke?
I get it. It's a nice pun.
This was Disk Tracy.
God, this. So it was surveilling what we were doing. I always saw that, but I was never doing anything nefarious on the computer growing up. Not because I didn't want to, because I didn't know how to do.
You had trouble with Netscape Navigator.
I did. The only thing I remembered how to do was playing that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. Remember?
I do.
That's
the only reason I know is because I thought Disk Tracy was a game.
Oh.
And then I just learned that it just blocked websites.
Oh, really?
That was the game.
Oh,
that was a really fun game.
You had to find websites it didn't know were blockable at that point?
Yeah.
John, when did you start going down Wikipedia rabbit holes?
I found Billy looking at an article about the Joker back in 2003, and that led me to realize I could look up anything on Wikipedia. So I took the dive, and I started looking up stuff about Spider-Man.
John's just ChatGPT-1. it's all Wikipedia and TVtropes.com.
All right, so let's go through this stuff
really quickly. Bill,
what,
where are you in the Barron's lineup? Because you didn't finish off the introductions.
I'm number three.
Number three?
Yes.
Okay, and then John, where are you?
I'm number eight.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted, because right, people always ask.
Yeah,
where.
So Andy is number one. I am number two. Bildo is number three. And Johnny B.
Number eight.
Yeah, number eight. Fourth boy. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any dirty laundry you want to air out? Any stories? You know what?
I heard we were coming here to apologize to one another.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
All that brings me here.
I wasn't sure if we wanted to ease into that or get right to it. I did a lot of thinking about this podcast, having my brothers on, a very rare event, all the brothers together to discuss stuff on a recorded podcast going out for all of the Cripescast listeners. And I thought it would be a good time to air out any dirty laundry and make an apology. I think each brother can apologize to one brother for one thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And Andy, since you're the oldest.
I'd kind of like to hear Andy's apology for all of us.
Yeah. We'll start with Andy. Let's hear it.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
One time in high school, my car that I was driving was actually Dad's car, He'll correct me on this.
Yeah.
Ran out of gas.
Yeah, did.
And I was stuck on the side of the road and I called you up.
Yep, I remember.
To bring a gas can.
Mm-hmm.
And you did.
Yep.
And I filled the gas tank up. And I don't remember what caused this to happen, but I do remember I punched you in the crotch region.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
Well, you've left out a very important detail, which may clarify why you punched me in the crotch. You locked the keys in the car and it was running and running out of gas. So there were two things that had to happen. One is put gas in the car while it was running, I think.
Which is safe.
I don't remember this, but it sounds exactly like me.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I was bringing you gas at all. No, I was bringing you gas. I think I was bringing you gas and keys.
Was that the 92 Buick?
For some reason, because that was back in the day when
I think you're right.
You could lock the keys in the car. I knew that was something dumb.
I think you're right.
And then I wouldn't let you hear the end of it because it was such an idiotic thing to do.
I think you're right.
And it wasn't a full-on punch in the pecker. It was a sack tap.
It was.
But it was bull.
Oh, well, I said I was sorry.
It was BS. Mom's going to listen to this and she's going to be all upset about unnecessary swearing.
I don't want any next day calls.
I was pretty restrained calling it crotch region.
Crotch region. It was a sack tap for sure, though. To be specific,
back taps hurt though.
I didn't say that.
Back taps hurt more sometimes.
You have full on kicked. Well, anyway,
I'm mystified as to where you're coming up with these details because I think they're right, but I know I brought this up like 2 weeks ago and you didn't remember any of it.
What were we doing 2 weeks ago? I don't remember you bringing this up 2 weeks ago.
Well. I don't know. Maybe did it come to you in a dream?
Charlie went on a darkness retreat to remember.
Yeah. Did you go on a darkness retreat?
I don't think I could do a darkness retreat.
No.
Could any of you?
No.
I could.
You could?
Sure.
Are you just saying that?
No, I think I could.
Really?
Should we try it right now?
Yeah. Should we? Should we put them in the basement?
First in your closet.
4 days in the basement.
Wow. It's like growing up all over again.
All right. That's one apology, which
Charlie,
I didn't even...
do you accept the apology?
No. All right, next.
All right. John.
Here we go.
Back in the day, you were on a baseball team. And that baseball team was a little league team. And Dad got the impression that you were a little bit afraid of the ball. I don't know where. I don't know where he got it. But we were told to take you up to the St. Mary's playground and make you not afraid of the ball.
Yeah.
There's only one way to do that.
Yeah.
And I apologize because I was pitching, which was a mistake. And this is a mistake that Dad made because I didn't have the stuff to do this.
Was that Dad?
Responsibly. And one of them got away from me. I wasn't sending a message. It got away from me and it might have hit you. In the jaw region, it was only a tennis ball. So I'm sorry, but it wasn't as bad as it looked. It was not on purpose.
Wow. This sounds like if Donald Trump were to ever apologize, it would sound a lot like these apologies.
Yeah, these are awfully
qualified.
Yeah. Well, I remember that. I don't think it was a tennis ball, and I remember the sound. Yeah. Which... like his head was made of oak.
Bill, you know that very well.
John, haven't you blamed me for that?
Well, no, this is separate. When we were at that house, when the fire took our previous house, what happened was that Billy and Charlie wanted to show me how to hit a ball. So you guys promised me ball rockets if and only if I could take a few good swings at a big softball. First hit, it was either Charlie or it was Billy. Somebody was pitching. Somebody was catching. You threw it right at me at 60 miles an hour. It hit me right in my face, right slightly above jawline. So it's a little harder there.
And that might be the one I'm thinking of.
Yes. And then afterwards, you guys took my spot rockets anyway. So like... what was I supposed to do about that?
Well, John, first of all.
Who here hasn't thrown a ball directly at John's head?
I didn't mean to.
I did.
Colleen is the only person in the room who raised her hand.
This is explaining a lot about me.
Well, listen, John, to be fair, I've also thrown balls directly at Billy's head and directly at Andy's head. They've done way worse stuff, you know, to me. So, you know, it's just part of, we just wanted you to have the same experience that we had growing up. So we may have launched a few balls at your head from time to time.
You remember when I threw a pen at your head?
And it stuck in there? Yeah. And then I walked downstairs to show mom. And then dad came home and lost his freaking mind.
As he should have.
Yeah. No, that was a off the podcast. We'll talk about that one.
It was an impressive throw.
I mean, bullseye.
People have to train.
Why didn't you apologize for that?
I did.
No, that when?
I said, I'm sorry.
Don't tell mom. Don't tell mom. You can hit me once really, really hard.
I knew what I had. I had some freaking currency at that point. I also think what you gave me, Andy, was a distraction from my spelling test that day.
I believe there was a spelling test in the mix. Yeah,
there was. I needed to change the narrative ASAP. And you gave me a gift. Some might say I was messing with you to receive that gift. I was doing a wag the dog.
Yeah.
If you start a war, people forget about the spelling test affair.
There was a lot of that.
Which I probably
that went
misspelled on.
On
the test. The
in retrospect. Affair. Didn't hurt that you could hear everything going on up in our room from the family.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, there was plenty of evidence to know that some was going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you two share a room growing up?
We all did.
Or all three of you?
Three of us did for a while, yeah, and then four of us did.
All four of us at one point.
Yeah. Bunk beds.
Who was like the like, were there any funny stories of like sleep talking, sleepwalking, or did people fart in their sleep or anything goofy like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, all around.
All of that.
All around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that scene in Jungle 2.
Yeah.
With the bachelors.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. Jungle 2. What a deep cut.
We saw that one a lot, because I think.
We saw it in the theater.
And then I think Aunt Mary brought it over a bunch during when she would babysit us.
I think somewhat problematic now, Jungle 2.
Yeah. But, you know, we can move past that.
Yeah. Early 90s. What do you expect?
Movie starring Tim Allen called Jungle 2.
Problematic?
Involving an adopted kid?
No. You don't say.
No, that sounds very like, yeah, it would have held up very well.
Actually, I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch. Well, I don't. I'm probably not gonna.
We can revisit that later.
We can revisit it later. Okay, so Andy, those are your apologies.
No, because I didn't apologize to Bill yet.
Oh, yeah, Bill. And Andy, Bill, here, are you ready for your apology, Bill?
Yeah, I've never been more ready for anything.
Bill, when I was 4 and you were 2.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing superheroes.
Okay. No, this is also my apology. I'm latching onto this. Also my apology.
This is great. Oh. 2 for 1.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have to apologize for? This is my story.
No, we both had a hand in it.
Did we?
Go ahead.
Oh. One of us had a leg in it.
Bill and I and Charlie was involved, but his involvement, I would say, is tangential here.
Okay.
I jumped on Bill's back. As we were chasing basically between like a room and a hallway, just going around and around and around like Tom and Jerry playing superheroes. And I tackled Bill at one point, who was 2 years old. And the force of the tackling caused his femur to spiral fracture under me.
Yeah, it hurt.
And he didn't get up after I told him he should get up, and then mom told him to get up, and then he really wouldn't get up. And Grandpa TG, I think, needed to take it to children's after a little bit, and you spent something like 6 weeks in traction.
Yeah, that was fun. No, that's what they call a formative experience.
You had a big green cast that was basically covering your whole body.
No, it was a body afterwards. Cast, and it had a drop seat, so I could be.
You could
cleaned up after I crapped myself because I was 2.
So anyways, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I tackled you.
No biggie.
And drove you to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grandpa TG came over and he brought us 3 candy cans. This is what I remember from this. One of the things I remember. And 2 of them were like boring candy cans. And those were for me and Charlie.
Because we abused you.
And one of them was a multicolored candy cane. but it was broken in half. And I wanted that one. He said, that one's for Bill because you broke his leg.
Well,
no, great.
Bill, is the apology accepted?
Yeah, yeah, I had apologies accepted.
Bill, as I remember, spent a lot of the rest of the summer watching Winnie the Pooh in his hospital bed with his leg up in the air because they still put you in traction at that point.
It was Winnie the Pooh and it was hospital eggs are the two things I remember from my 6 week stay in the hospital.
Hospital, tell me more about hospital eggs.
They were good. Yeah. I learned to like them.
So good quite you a crapped bit. Your cast.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, nice. Well, that's a really heartwarming story. That's nice. So Andy broke Bill's leg and I watched, I guess I thought I did it too, but I'll take myself off the blame.
Well, now you got to find something different to apologize to Bill for, sincerely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was good. Well, that took a long time for Andy to apologize to everyone. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to have time for all these apologies, you know.
I can make mine real quick.
All right, John, make yours real quick.
All right. We'll go in order of couch. Billy, I definitely stole a few of the comic books you hid under your bed during your teenage years. I had a very big appreciation for Alan Moore that year, which is really remarkable because I was 7 at the time. And I was reading V for Vendetta and thinking, this isn't like Calvin and Hobbes.
Do you still have V for Vendetta?
I do.
Okay, I'd like that back.
Persepolis, too. That's a very quality selection for a teenager.
That was a gift.
A gift. I'm glad you're really enriching yourself with Iranian feminism. You do a good job with that.
Thank you.
What the is that?
No, that was actually for a class in high school.
We got nothing but class here.
All right. Well, that's a good one. John, you're stealing your brother's comic books. You've made amends in that. Good. I love it.
Technically graphic novels. But
graphic novels. Sure. Sorry about that.
Andy, on a certain way back from a fishing trip, I apologize for losing my temper over the humble suggestion that I should fix my car and make the phone call while you were there to hear it because you wouldn't believe it would be done otherwise.
I think we need to dig into this one a little bit.
This was World War III. John and Andy.
First of all, many of these apologies are from years and years ago. Years and years ago.
Like, this one like apology 20
years
ago.
From this apology is from last year.
No, 2 years ago. 2 years ago. A year and a year ago. Feels like it might be a little fresh for both
John
of you.
John and Andy were driving back from up north. Andy asked John for a ride home. John, can I get a ride home? John is doing Andy a favor. Andy cannot help himself in the front seat an hour in. John, why is your mirror broken? John, why is your back window broken? And Andy just keeps digging and digging and digging. And eventually, what happens?
This was from a place of concern.
A place first of all, concern.
I think first we provided all the context we need.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, like, I just didn't want it to get broken further is the issue.
Mm.
And it was like, it was hanging on for dear life. John's, the back of John's car, like the rear view window.
Somebody broke it on the trip. That was the issue.
No, I don't think that was the issue.
Dad tried lifting the gate hinge and it crumbled.
I think it was correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a hasty repair that then came undone at that point. So it was broken prior to the trip.
It was a Ford, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they say? Fix it again, Tony.
Yeah. So I suggested that John should get it fixed. Maybe.
I don't speak Russian. I'm sorry.
Maybe one too many times, but I did suggest it that he should.
So who's apologizing to who?
It was a tense car ride. Yeah, what do you I'm sorry, I feel like I'm apologizing again. I'm here to receive your apology for this.
Andy, I gave you my apology when I threw that screwdriver at you and missed.
Okay.
So I'm sorry for missing.
All right, Andy. John is sorry for missing. Very good, John. Where's my apology?
Can we do a separate true crime podcast about that car ride?
Yeah, we should, honestly. Right. We really should.
No, there's a lot of material
there. The amount of phone calls that were received at the next day fishing, Dad was in a boat 20 foot away from me and my boy. He goes, what the f- is wrong with your brothers?
You could hear him clear across the lake.
Yeah.
just airing out the grievances as
this is the John first time I got yelled at by Charlie and Dad in the same phone call.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. In South Carolina, Donald Trump wins, but his opponent stays in. Here's correspondent Steve Kathan.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says there's reason to go on.
I know 40% is not 50%. But I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
With international calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have to win the war, have total victory, but also not have an international dictate of a Palestinian state on it shoved down our throats that would endanger Israel.
After threatening to withhold Alexei Navalny's remains, Russian officials have turned them over to his mother. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN's State of the Union.
I think the president believes that any mother deserves the funeral for their child that they would like. That should be a basic human thing, not a question of policy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a rough start under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 112-107. Giannis with 33 points, Damian Lillard with 21, then went live after the game on ESPN.
A lot of scrutiny about Doc Rivers after the 3-7 start, but this is a very impressive win. From the inside, what has that transition been like?
On the inside, it's been good. I think we understand that. Having our third coach this season, including our interim coach, it's going to take some time, you know, to get adjusted and to kind of reestablish who we want to be and what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And when you're going through that type of transition midseason, you can run up against a team that's just flowing well. You can run up against a team that's just feeling good. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, we just haven't been on the winning side. But I think on the inside, we can feel the tide turning. Just got to do what we do and just keep pushing. That's it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will turn mostly sunny with highs near the 50-degree mark, a northwest wind. Tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 30s. On Monday, sunny skies and breezy south winds, highs in the lower 60s, which would establish new record highs. Right now, it's 48.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools
from Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
Hey folks, I'm Charlie Behrens. If you're just tuning in, this is the Cripes Cast with all of my 11 siblings. All right, that was the first round of the sisters. Now you get to hear from the brothers. Ladies and gents, we've got Andy Behrens, Billy Behrens, John Behrens, and of course, me, Charlie Behrens. You know, I don't know if we're going to have time for all these apologies, you know.
I can make mine real quick.
All right, John, make yours real quick.
Andy, on a certain way back from a fishing trip, I apologize for losing my temper over the humble suggestion that I should fix my car and make the phone call while you were there to hear it, because you wouldn't believe it would be done otherwise.
I think we need to dig into this one a little bit.
This was World War III. John and Andy.
First of all, many of these apologies are from years and years ago.
This one apology is from,
this apology is from last year.
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. A year and a year ago. Feels like it might be a little fresh for both
John
of you.
John and Andy were driving back from up north. Andy asked John for a ride home. John, can I get a ride home? John is doing Andy a favor. Andy cannot help himself in the front seat an hour in. John, why is your mirror broken? John, why is your back window broken? And Andy just keeps digging and digging and digging. And eventually, what happens?
This was from a place of concern.
A place of concern.
I think we provided all the context we need.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, like, I just didn't want it to get broken further is the issue. Mm. And it was like, it was hanging on for dear life. John's, the back of John's car, like the rear view window.
Somebody broke it on the trip. That was the issue.
No, I don't think that was the issue.
Dad tried lifting the gate hinge and it crumbled.
I think it was correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a hasty repair that then came undone at that point. So it was broken prior to the trip.
It was a Ford, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they say? Fix it again, Tony.
Yeah. So I suggested that John should get it fixed. That's a Fiat. Maybe.
I don't speak Russian. I'm sorry.
Maybe one too many times, but I did suggest it that he should.
So who's apologizing to who?
It was a tense car ride. Yeah. What do you, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm apologizing again. Well, I'm here to receive your apology for this.
Andy, I gave you my apology when I threw that screwdriver at you and missed.
Okay.
That was, no. I'm sorry for missing.
All right, Andy, John is sorry for missing. Very good, John. Where's Charlie? My apology?
Can we do a separate true crime podcast about that car ride?
Yeah, we should, honestly. Right. We really should.
No, there's a lot of material
the
there.
Amount of phone calls that were received at the next day fishing. Dad was in a boat 20 foot away from me and my boy. He goes, what the f- is wrong with your brothers?
You could hear him clear across the lake.
Yeah. Just airing out the grievances. As
this is the John first time I got yelled at by Charlie and Dad in the same phone call.
Charlie, my apology to you. During a certain trip to Baltimore.
Yeah.
I agreed to do merchandising for you. Yeah, and you did. I thought. Getting to the airport a half hour ahead of time was enough time to check in my bags.
Yeah. Well, John, you know, I didn't realize this was your first time ever getting on a flight in your life.
Second time.
My bad.
John, what about the time that you were supposed to pick him up at the airport where it was?
Oh, yeah. I pay extra money to fly in to get in early so we can do a shoot. And I say, John, I'm at O'Hare, okay?
You asked me this at 6 in the morning.
It was the day, it doesn't matter. You said, oh, yeah, I'll get you at O'Hare. And then I get to O'Hare, and I'm waiting 20, 30 minutes. I'm on the phone with Max, and Max goes midway through the phone call, hey, have you talked to John? And I go, no, I got to call him. I don't know where he is. I'll call you back. And then Max hangs up the phone. What happened during that phone call? Well, you know what? Forget it. I'll just say what happened next. I called John and I go, John, where are you? He goes, Charlie, don't be mad. I was like, John, I'm not going to be mad. Did you go to the wrong airport? He's like, yes, I did. I was like, that's fine. There's enough time. Midway is a ways away from O'Hare, but you'll make it. Just put it in your GPS. Get to O'Hare. He goes, okay. It's going to be about an hour and a half. I was like, where are you? Mitchell? Milwaukee? Yeah. What the? And I lost every I ever
You
had.
Got mad. I told you not to get mad.
Yeah, you did tell me not to get mad.
Seeing this all unfold and watching all the phone calls come in for that was the funniest thing I've ever. Like, I was like, you should probably go get Charlie, right? And you're like, yeah, I reminded you. Because I was like, wait, like, where are you picking Charlie up? You left. Dante's like, oh, he's for sure at O'Hare. Like, we all were like, oh, shit.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
No, we said you should be going. And then you said he's at Mitchell. Do you but apology accepted?
We're playing rock, paper, scissors right now. What's going on?
This is a consolatory fist bump.
All right, John, I accept your apology. John, I apologize for blowing up on you after that and making you
pay for the Uber, right?
Pay for the Uber. Yeah, I told John that he had to pay for my Uber.
And then he started freaking out. He was like, "That I do." He was getting so pissed. I was like, "Fine, you start driving to me. And then when you get to where I am, I'll have the Uber pull over, but you're paying for everything that the Uber tracks." I thought that was fair. All right, Billy, your apologies. Thank you, John. I appreciate the apology.
Well, I haven't done a lot of bad stuff, so I don't have too many apologies. Andy, I think we've been cool. I don't think I owe you any apologies. I only had an hour to think of something.
Yeah,
I think we're good.
20 minutes.
Can you think of anything
that you need to apologize to
me
for?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I've got multiple nail marks on my body from you scratching.
Oh, no, that's right. The wrist meant. Oh, yeah. 2000.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
2001? This was close to. Yeah, it was 2000. It was 2001.
In front of the Lauer girls.
Yeah.
You scratched.
Just Bill.
It wasn't
Bill
like.
Bill got mad.
You know. But I definitely went for it.
Bill just turned into a tornado of teeth and nails.
There were no teeth involved.
You beat up Andy in front of the Lauer girls?
I wouldn't say it was beating up. It was not
your best moment.
Not my best moment.
Not a good fighter.
Here's the thing. I went for the Australia strategy, where you take Australia, you build up all your troops in New Zealand, and then you go from there.
Yeah.
Weak strategy.
It's never worked out.
Africa is better.
I thought, hey, one last time, I'll try for it.
I think we made the Lauer girls play Risk. We're on like turn 67 of this game.
That's what we really ought to be apologizing for.
Bill's committed to the Australia strategy.
It didn't work. It didn't work in real history. It's not working out on Risk. And I built it up. Andy managed to take Asia, which, you know, in retrospect was kind of impressive.
I think the incident that caused the fight was dice were dropped on the board and scrambled up the little men. And we were trying to decide which one went where.
And you tried to allocate my troops to Western Australia. They clearly belonged in New Zealand.
Cheating was
alleged by one
party.
Nobody puts that many troops in Western Australia. And things got unpleasantly and violent, not in a dignified way. And that's how I'll phrase it. And for that, I'm sorry.
It was not befitting of the game.
You cheated.
Played by gentlemen in front of a map of the world. Anyways, there's still scratches on my back.
Nah, you're
from
fine.
You and on my forehead.
No.
Yeah.
Billy, old Billy long nails.
Bill, yeah.
Well, apology accepted.
Bill was like Hellcat Maggie from Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
That was how we fought with people. Bill memorably said outright, "My strategy is not to win the fight, it's to make it not worth it for you to fight me."
It's an effective strategy when you have two older brothers.
It's very valid.
That's yeah, true. It is.
John knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Not my friends, it's a minority.
Yeah. Throw the elbows.
No one wants to go try and kill the rabid raccoon. No, not worth it.
No.
Okay. Let's get to some stuff here. All right. John, what was it like?
No, you didn't apologize.
What?
You did not apologize.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
say.
He gave an apology to me.
I thought it was nice that you got apologized 2-3 times.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you like how that works?
I like that. We're recording your therapy.
I got some apologies. Okay, let's see here. Andy, do you remember the time that we were driving to school and we were going from one parking lot to another parking lot and there was a 3-foot dip between the parking lots?
Yeah.
And
I reenacted Blues Brothers.
Yeah, and you literally drove over that?
Yeah.
I told you that you were the dumbest person I've ever met in my life. And a bunch of other things that I still to this day can't repeat on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And despite all those things being true, I do apologize.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. Bill, I do have some apologies for you. I apologize for giving you the name Bildo. Just because it rhymed with another word it's not appropriate. And
yeah,
I'm
no.
sorry that I taught your son how to say it, too.
I really appreciate you apologizing for that in front of a national audience.
Yeah.
And
regional.
Regional.
Yeah. Mostly regional.
I bet there's
national.
One guy in Alaska.
Oh, okay. You going to apologize to me for that, too? No, we have at least three people in Alaska.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Bi-coastal.
Bi-coastal. Yeah, and also sorry for breaking your leg.
Don't remember how you were involved in that. It feels like you're riding Andy's coattails.
Stolen valor.
Stolen valor. All right, so apologies on that. And John, I'm sorry for when you were a kid teaching you how to headbutt. I think it gave you brain damage.
It sure did.
There it is, folks. Me and my brothers. Let's get back to the podcast. My conversation with Addie Behrens, Emily Behrens, Nora Behrens, Ellie Behrens. Did I say all of them?
Yeah.
I did?
Yep.
All right. And of course, I'll be there too. Here you go. We have eight sisters in the Behrens family. We had the four on earlier, and now we have the next four on. So just to recap, everybody.
Why did you go with the first four as the first four?
That's a Colleen question, actually. I
because
didn't know.
Those four were the first ones to respond to Colleen.
All right, let's take it from the top here. All right, so a few questions. This is a mom or dad thing. So these are the little things you got. This is the game that we're playing. Who's the most likely to help you on your homework, mom or dad?
Oh, it depends.
It depends on which one.
What's the subject?
Dad for math, mom for English.
Mom will mark up the margins of your paper.
If you want dad to say, all right, what is this plus this equal? All right, now divide by 50. What's the answer? That's not the answer. What is, okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why you need to do your homework. That's how dad kind
of
does it.
Yeah, speaking of homework.
He would just kind of be like, what is 15% of 382? And then he'd be like, it's easy. This is how you do it. And then you have to follow along and pretend. And then
he still does that. Yeah. He did it to me the other day.
Yeah.
When we were gambling for the sports or something for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What math did you? It was a $2 buy-in.
Actually, it wasn't that. It was something else. It was.
So you lied.
Oh, no. It was when I was scuba diving.
And you tried to explain what the bends was to an anesthesiologist sitting at the table.
Right. Yeah. Someone described it as Jesse Pinkman trying to describe how to make meth to Walter White.
That was funny.
Yeah. Dad, when you're bad at math, dad doesn't take too good to that. Yeah. You know?
Stoichiometry was a beast.
Oh,
with
God.
Dad.
That word just
Emily
gave me
also did
shivers.
Not do her homework from the ages of -2 till now.
From like the 3rd grade to probably 10th grade, 12th grade, I didn't do homework very regularly
at all,
which drove a little bit of a wedge between me and dad. We spent a lot of time gathering assignments and doing them at 11 p.m.
Wow. 11 p.m., the kitchen table.
To be fair, I still graduated college and everything, and I have a job. We're all good. Honestly,
were you not a good student?
I was a terrible student.
Emily was like the worst.
Certifiably the terrible. Girls.
Most likely to give love life advice, mom or dad?
Love life advice?
Love life advice? I don't know.
Life advice?
Love life advice. Most likely to give you love life advice.
Ooh, a mixed bag. A mixed bag.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, it's different times. I'm not a good example on this one. I'm not the best example.
I'm doing long distance with my boyfriend, and my dad was like, well, how often do you guys talk? And I was like, oh, every day. Like, we talk like pretty constantly. Like, and he goes, that's when I knew I was going to marry your mom. And I was like, okay, good to know. Yeah, and that's the only thing. They also call him my special friend. So those are the two levels.
Conrad was my friend until...
He's
very
still my
recently.
Real, they don't call him your boyfriend?
Dickie. Not yet.
Tall Potter?
Tall Potter.
Is he really your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Charlie also calls him just a friend.
No, I just know him as a tall Harry Potter. I don't know what you kids are doing, if you're like official or whatnot. I don't know.
Charlie, what's his name?
What's that?
What's his name?
Tall Potter is his name.
Oh my God.
I know his name.
Charlie.
He's been in the family for like a year.
Charlie.
I knew you were going to ask.
Nobody answered this one for him. I want
All right.
His vein is popping out. That means he's in really big.
Oh my God.
I know. Nora and
like throw out Yikes. Any name. See what sticks. We've been dating for over a year.
I got no f***ing idea. I just called Tall Potter.
All right.
It's not, is it Harry? Hang on, I'll get it. Is it like Jeff or Dan or something?
It's one syllable.
One syllable? Sounds like one of our brother's names. No, that's confusing.
It kind of rhymes with Ron.
Don.
It's
John.
It's Irish.
John. It's
like, wrong.
Oh, it's no, what? It's Irish. It. It's yeah. I got no idea.
Charlie, you basically said it.
What?
Sean.
Sean. Would have never guessed. Honestly. Would have never guessed.
All right.
I don't think you've ever introduced us.
I did.
She's been over
the
many
very,
times.
Very, very first time.
I do know Sean's name. Now that you say that, I do. All right. Most likely to skip Sunday Mass. Dad. Okay. Most likely to tear up the dance floor. Dad. Who's a better singer?
Mom has a really good voice.
What is so funny?
Mom does these cute little lullabies because everyone was like, oh, they don't have good voices. I was listening to the other podcast. They were so mean about it. Mom has a really good lullaby voice and Dad has a cute little like kind of jingle along, kind of like a just kind of hum along kind of good voice.
I do.
So it depends.
They have different songs that they favor. So like Mom will sing
I love.
Yeah, I think Mom.
Yeah.
It's right. It's got, it can't just be
like,
any song.
I got ham. I got turkey. I got caviar.
No, but Dad babbles in the Billy Joel era, like that.
Babbles.
You know.
Well, I'm thinking more like a.
All right, so it's a toss up. Who are you more scared to tell bad news to?
Depends what it is.
Oh, like, nowadays.
Nowadays, probably mom.
That's true.
Historically speaking, dad for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. On those days that I didn't do my homework and my teachers talked to my parents, I'd be walking down the road on the way home from school. We walked to school. And I would see if my dad's car was in the driveway or not.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I knew if I had to, you know, mentally prepare for whatever conversation I was going into.
Or when dad would go to conference night.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you never want dad to go to
conference. The most we could hope for was that he'd be on a call on conference night.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to try and get them to sign stuff that was not really good, and you did that by stacking it in the middle. You put the bad grades in the middle, obviously. Sometimes if it was really bad grade, you put a smiley face sticker over it, and then they didn't realize that was a bad grade because you put a smiley face sticker over the D and they would sign it.
Right. All the red ink
so
wasn't
did you come clean about that one?
I don't know how they figured out. I think I did come clean at one point, you know, but then they also found at one point in the basement, they found a piece of paper where I was practicing mom and dad's signatures.
Yeah.
And that was a dead giveaway that I was.
Isn't that all page 37 in all of our notebooks?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Didn't we all do that?
Well, it's a very easy signature.
I would tell mom I was going
Mom's
on a field trip and she was like, how'd you get permission for that? And I said, I signed it for you, and she was like, Nora.
Nora, oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, but then that
you
was as
learned forgery
got
that young?
I did, too. I got yelled at for forging signatures, and I had to go to Google and look up what does forgery mean. I was very young.
Yeah.
I knew Sean. I knew the name.
I know. I know.
I couldn't
worry.
Think of it. I he couldn't think it. Of it. I was under pressure.
Okay,
wow.
So part of the last one you gave this the last podcast is you gave advice to each person with all of them in different stages of life.
Oh yeah. All right. Soon to be mother. What do I know about that? You know, time flies. You know, and well, you know that you're 30 already. So, you know, Addie, I don't know. Just enjoy every moment with the little bundle of joy.
That's the same advice you gave to Betsy.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, then it fits. Why would I want to give Betsy more advice than I gave you? I feel like that's pretty even, you know? Okay, I'll say this. all right. They're going to lie to you a lot and tell you a bunch of BS. And then at some point in their life, you got to catch them. And then they're still going to lie to you. Just let them get away with it.
Well, this took a very different spin than Betsy's now.
What was Betsy's?
Like, enjoy every moment. Yeah, it's not going to last forever. So fast.
I've said that and you rejected it. And mine
is like, the little is going to lie to you.
You pulled out bad advice. I was giving you good advice. Enjoy the moment, because I'm thinking about like what I said with Ellie when I was 19. I feel like it was just yesterday. Now I'm like, whatever, 35. So that's a
you're
long
35.
Yeah, and you're 30s. God. Okay,
whoa, but you're 35.
Halfway to 70.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Holy cow.
Okay,
isn't that crazy?
No, but you guys, what I'm telling
you,
you
my dad.
Do you get grays?
How's your periodontitis?
Do you tweeze out your grays?
No, I don't tweeze out my grays. I don't have grays. I'm just that relaxed.
No, you definitely have some.
Where?
Do you know who doesn't have grays?
Look
Dad
with a
does
flashlight.
Not have grays.
Dad has grays.
Now. Dad has grays.
Dad now has like what? Like two strips of gray.
Have you seen my dad?
Yeah. He does have a lot of black hair still.
Yeah.
So that's good. Anyway, Addie, live in the moment. Enjoy it. Yeah, here today, gone tomorrow. Nora, always remember the names of people you meet, okay? Because, no, Nora, okay, so you're going into dentist school. I think really just follow...
She's in dentist school.
You're in dentist school, but really follow your passion, I think. You know, like, if you actually want to do something, but someone's like, oh, it's not going to make as much money or this or that, I would just do it, you know? And if... I don't know what you want to go
well, she's
into.
She's going to make a lot of money. She's going to be a dentist. So that's a bad example.
Do all dentists make a lot of money?
It depends.
Well, I don't know.
Nora, what's your anticipated salary?
I have no idea.
I'm
right now,
kidding.
It's 100 grand
just kidding.
In debt.
Okay. In debt.
Yeah, so that's fun. Anyway.
Charlie, what's your advice about debt?
Debt?
Yeah.
What's your advice for long-distance relationships?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're in a long-distance relationship?
Yes.
You should get to, oh, God.
With who
long-distance
again?
Relationship? You really want my advice?
I don't think so.
No. Hey, do you like him? Is he nice to you?
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah. Sean, he's a good guy.
Good job. Good name recall.
Yeah.
Tall Potter.
He's a good
dude.
Yeah.
What do you like the most about him?
His glasses, obviously.
Okay. No, what do you actually like the most about him?
He's funny.
You like that he's funny?
Good personality, yeah.
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 He's humorous.
What? One more time.
He's a funny guy. He's a humorous dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think that's good because, you know, if you spend a lot of time with someone, you get into a relationship, you get married, you know, Addie will tell you a lot of that time sucks. So, you know, you want to laugh about it sometimes, you know, not more of it sucks than doesn't suck. Well, laughing is good. Why am I giving you guys advice? All right, Ellie, what do you want advice about? Why don't you ask what you want advice about?
No, I want to hear what you have to tell me.
No.
What do you think I would need right now?
You?
In advice. Yeah. In the advice realm.
Why don't you pull up your LinkedIn and read off what it says on your
it
LinkedIn.
It says, hi, I'm
LinkedIn?
A marketing student at
Marquette University and I hope to start a business on sustainable agriculture. College. Okay, so that was actually for an assignment, guys, and Charlie screenshotted that and sent that to me, and he was like, oh, like, you're actually thinking about doing this? And I was like, you mean, sure, why not? But then I looked into the environmental studies, like, the minor, and I realized how many science and math courses I would have to take, and then I steered quickly away from that one.
Really?
But I would like to do something in sustainability, but... right now I'm a business major, so.
Oh, got it. All right. Here's my advice.
In it for the money.
No, for the money to start. And then I'm going to do something really cool with it.
You can spend as much time doing something you don't want to do as something you do want to do. So you might as well do what you want to do, you know? That'd be my advice. Emily, do you have anything you want advice on that you can ask your older brother for? You never ask me for advice in real life, so might as well.
No. I'm perfect in every way.
Oh, you are? Okay. Really? Yes. You got nothing? Oh, you're getting engaged. You're engaged. You're about to get married.
Yep.
Oh, who is planning the wedding?
Me and my fiance.
The both of you together?
Yes.
50-50.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.